Please be joined by Mark Lewinsky, offensive lineman from West Virginia. And Mark, you're Wilkes-Barre native.
Yes, sir.
So first and foremost, I got to ask a question. Are you an Eagles fan?
Honestly, I was like, I was always a Dolphins fan, but my second team would have to be the Eagles. I always made, even if I, you know, if there was a little grudge, I always rooted for the Eagles regardless, because it was close at home.
So how did you end up a Dolphins fan?
My dad, he lived down in Florida for a little bit. He was into everything, the Dolphins, Dan Marino, and all that stuff. So
there's a little family connection. It's your dad, at least.
Yeah,
so we can blame it on that. So,
but honestly, I know he would love if I went to the Eagles, especially because he lives right across the bridge, and he lives in Mapleshade, New Jersey. So he's right there, and he always hears everything about the Eagles, and he would love for me to be close to him. But it was definitely be a great opportunity.
Mark, how did you end up at West Virginia?
I started out at Lackawanna Junior College, and as time went along, I was getting a lot of scholarship offers, and they seemed most interested in me, and it would be the best opportunity for me, so I decided that I wanted to go to West Virginia and make it my home.
So when you went to West Virginia, you transitioned from a tackle to a guard. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So what was that transition like, and how do you think that's helped prepare you for, you know, possible future now in the NFL?
It's definitely, you know, it gives me different perspectives from, you know, being that tackle, understanding what the tackle was all about. And I felt like it was pretty smooth, actually, moving to the guard. It just felt pretty natural, and I just gave it my 100%.
How would you describe the difference playing on the island versus playing inside, where, you know, things are going to happen a lot quicker?
It's definitely two different worlds in a sense, but I don't know, I just take it to the best of my ability, just make sure that I was in it 100%. And I would say the speed might be a little bit different. Maybe, you know, you might be kicking back a little bit more and attack a little compared to maybe sorting a little bit out at guard.
Do you like the one-on-one nature of being on a tackle versus playing on the inside, where you know that everything is going to be?
I honestly didn't mind it.
Yeah.
I like being one-on-one. Like, I always loved doing one-on-one pass rush, and at school, it was one of my favorite things. So regardless if I was in or out, but if, sometimes you have that more opportunity to get the lick if you're in guard, especially if you're, you know, just looking to check for help.
Now, you're known as a powerful player. How were you able to develop that power over the years?
I would put some of it to the weight room, and also just mentally preparing myself and pushing myself. You know, just keep working harder and harder on the field, and just escalated it from there.
So you got to play in a high-octane offense at West Virginia. Seeing how some of the spread concepts have come into the NFL, especially in Philadelphia, how do you think that's going to help you with the transition?
It's definitely a growing trend, and it's something that I've been used to, so it would be kind of easy to just, you know, get right into it, and I have a basic understanding of what's going on.
Mark Lewinsky, guard from West Virginia, thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.